Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we'll get hands-on with the Nintendo Switch 2. Is it worth the money? Plus, we'll take a closer look at the spat between Elon Musk and Donald Trump and ask what this means for Musk's tech reputation. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. It's been another mad week. Got to Friday morning and was kind of looking around the office going, God, what a week. Even though it was a bank holiday Monday, even though lots of good things happened, the news was just pretty heavy. And as I said a second ago, we're going to talk a little bit about Trump and Musk later in the programme. But I wanted to make a conscious decision to start on a positive note. And to that end, John Riley of TheEffect.net is with me now. John, how are you?
Great, Jess. How are you?
I am in the doghouse because when I got home from work on Thursday, Harry was there and he had a big sort of doughy look on his face. And I was like, what? And he's like, how was your day? And I said, busy. Why? And he goes, why was it busy? I said, it just was. And he's like, oh, so you didn't buy me a Switch? He had fully expected me to have pre-ordered him a Switch to queue up in the middle of the night like loads of other people and get him a Switch. Now, needless to say, I didn't. So I'm in the doghouse. But I saw from your Instagram on Thursday evening that you're a happy boy because you got your paws on one.
That's correct, yeah. I kind of made sure I was quick off the mark when they were announced back in, well, fully revealed back in April. So I kind of wasn't sure what the demand would have been like in Ireland. But We do like our consoles. We like our games. So I locked in with Smiths. And it arrived on launch day. So yeah, I'm a very happy boy. My wife wasn't too keen. I mean, just bursting through the door and not really saying too much before quickly unwrapping it.
Yeah, no, I didn't pre-order, right? Because the conversation, and I'm blaming you and I blamed you the other day in the house. But the conversation that we had had was, I knew you were going to get your hands on one. And I guess I wasn't convinced that it was worthy of the upgrade. So before we talk through your first impressions, can you just remind us, what did we know about this console and how was it going to differ from the first iteration?
I think the best way to kind of look at it from a kind of a larger picture with what Nintendo have been doing over the last number of console generations is that they usually like to reinvent the wheel somewhat, but this is kind of one of their safest, in inverted commas, kind of console launches, given that it's like a direct sequel to what we know in terms of the Switch, which came out in 2017, one of the most popular handhelds of all time, 155 million units sold, quite unique for its time, obviously, actually very unique, this whole hybrid approach that you could dock it in front of your TV in a little dock and use it as a home console and then pop the controllers on the side and bring it with you, and you've still got that kind of gaming, console gaming experience wherever you go. So this was a very, very popular format or kind of approach to kind of gaming for a lot of people, obviously. So they said, if it's not broke, let's just make it better. So they decided to just bump up the specs, bump up the screen size, bump up the memory. Everything got enlarged or everything got beefed up. And that's what we're looking at here now with the Switch 2. It's got a larger display. It's got a much brighter display. It's 120 hertz, so it's smoother, more storage, as I said. And yeah, they've got some new titles there that can only be on the Switch to your on the Switch 2 to your disdain. So Mario Kart World is a launch title. And yeah, a lot of people are going very, very, are getting very, very excited for this and all that's to come with this new console.
Yeah, you're not making my life any easier here, John. Thank you so much. So let's just talk through the unboxing because the image that you posted up, it looks much more impressive and exciting. And maybe it's because we haven't had a new Switch in a few years that I got super excited. As you know, I'm a huge fan of Nintendo. So talk through the unboxing experience. Did it look and feel different instantly from the previous iteration?
Yeah, it's surprisingly, in terms of its thickness, just if users or listeners know what a Switch is or if they've held one, it's quite a thin device. It's impressively thin, actually, when you compare it to these new handheld PCs, which are quite beefy and monstrous. The Nintendo managed to keep the thickness at the same, but they've just made it longer and taller. And the weight then has kind of gone up also, but it just feels more premium in the hand. the way they are now attaching the Joy-Cons on the side when you take it out of the box, you're no longer sliding them down and kind of looking for that button to slide them off. These now magnetically attach to the side. So that was one thing, as sad as it is. I was looking forward to just testing out the most when I took out the screen, and then the Joy-Cons were already or separated when I take it out of the box. So you get that first snap on the left and snap on the right, and it feels very like robust, and it's not going to kind of give way in your hand. And then there's little buttons or triggers on the back of each Joy-Con, or these new large Joy-Con twos that let it pop them back off. So yeah, it's they've put. I think the rumor is that this is what they were going to try and do with the original Switch, and they just couldn't get it to a place they were happy with. So we're 8 years on now. The developers, the engineers, and Nintendo have had 8 years to work on this, and we're here now with something that's now using magnets, a lot sturdier, a lot more secure, and hopefully a lot less prone to breakages or any kind of issues.
Yeah, because I said to you before, the one of the original switches that we have in the house, I think we already have three or four of them in the house, but one of the original ones, the Joy-Cons stopped working in that when I tried to put the blue one on. Whatever little bit of metal made one side talk to the other side, they just weren't fully aligning, and it was very, very annoying. So I love the idea of the magnets. What did you get one of the bundles? Because I know that different places, and you spoke to us about this at the time, that there were different bundles that included some games and so on. Did you get a bundle, or what titles did you kick launch in with?
Yeah, so there's two bundles that people can pick up. There's basically just the console on its own, which is 469 or €470, and then there is the bundle with the new Mario Kart World, the exclusive title, that comes in at €510. And it's actually a very good valued proposition, because if you just buy the console on its own and say, I'll pick up the games later, if you are then to go and pick up Mario Kart, be it digitally downloaded onto the console, or even more, if you go and pick it up in a store, a physical little cartridge, you're going to be paying €80 or €90. Whereas if you actually go for the bundle, you're getting Mario Kart for just €40. So I think it was almost a no-brainer for me. I was always going to buy Mario Kart. So people that are interested, I would highly recommend, if they feel they're inevitably going to pick up Mario Kart, get the bundle. You're saving yourself at least £40. So those are the options, I think. And people just, it's a good thing to know, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in terms of titles that are only available for the new Switch, where are we at with that at the moment?
See, that's probably the biggest caveat, or the kind of the cautionary side to all of this, because I was speaking to my wife actually about this yesterday, and Mario Kart is great. Mario Kart World, is the full title, is great fun, and it is what it is. It's a racing game. And then there's just a number. There's maybe three or four other actual exclusive titles that can't be played anywhere else, because otherwise, what Nintendo have done, they've upscaled a lot of Nintendo Switch 1 titles to look better and play better on this new console. And also other developers have ported their own titles, like Cyberpunk, the infamous Cyberpunk, 5 years later, or almost 5 years later, it's arrived on the Switch 2, and it looks mightily impressive. They've done a fantastic job to optimize it to run on this new piece of hardware. What other games? There's like Split Fiction, which is a fantastic game from EA Hazel Light Studios that came out a couple of months ago on the home consoles, and now it's on Switch 2. So a lot of ports that you can get elsewhere. So when it comes to titles you can only play on this console, gamers are definitely limited, to be quite honest. But that's going to improve, obviously, as the year goes on. We've got a new Donkey Kong Bonanza coming next month in July. That's only on Switch 2. You're going to get a Metroid Prime game. Now, that again will be on the original Switch, but it'll be much improved to run better and look better on the Switch 2. That's Metroid Prime 4. So, yeah, they're trickling out, but I do personally wish there was more exclusives that are only available to kind of warrant the purchase first day.
And I suppose, yeah, look, again, I'm kind of trying to talk to Harry now down the line. We see we don't need one just yet. Maybe we'll get one down the line. I know you still have, like, you're still getting used to the console and all the rest. What's your sense of the battery?
Yeah, they've officially come out themselves, Nintendo, and said between 2 and 6.5 hours, which is quite the window of time. But that depends how bright you have your display, even the intensity of the graphics used in the games you play. So if you're playing something a bit more simpler, then something like if you're playing Cyberpunk on this with full brightness turned up, and the speakers are on full whack, and your Bluetooth, or you've been connected to a Bluetooth headset, that's going to deplete the battery probably as fast as possible. But if you're playing something a bit more cozier, like Stardew Valley or whatever it is, not as graphically intensive, you knock the brightness down, you might get it up to that 6.5 hours. But as you said, it's early days for me yet. I think it's pretty solid. I am kind of conscious of not having the brightness up full whack, because I've just come from the Switch OLED, which had a much more battery efficient display, given that it's an OLED. And now with the Switch 2, they've gone back to LCD. So that's a brighter display, but it's also going to take a lot more. It's going to eat into your battery that bit more. And it's a larger display. It's obviously nearly 8 inches in size. So it's pretty monstrous for people that are coming from the original Switch. So just be, it's going to take time to get used to it, but it might settle down and it's going to be, it is what it is. And I'll be conscious not to kind of burn it out too fast if I'm using it on the go.
Yeah. Am I making this up, or do I remember you saying something about an SD card or increasing the memory and it needs to be a particular kind of one? Did I make that up?
No, that's correct, unfortunately. It's given that the read and write speeds, or just that the way, if you were to have a title installed onto these new micro SD Express cards, so that's an important fact for your listeners if they are looking to expand the memory of the device, which is actually an impressive 256 gigs to start. So they could have been a bit stingier, and thankfully they weren't. They could have been more generous and given us more storage, but we'll take what we get. But if you are looking to pick up an expansion memory card, little micro SD, whatever you're using in your current Switch won't work in the new Switch. It'll have to be in a specific micro SD Express card that'll just kind of make sure that the games read and write or kind of play as good as possible. So yeah, they're coming in at about 50, 60 quid for a 256 gig card. So to double the memory of your unit, you can just pay another 60 euro, and that's bringing you up then to 512 gigs. So you've half a terabyte. You shouldn't have any issues with that much memory in a handheld, to be honest.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We obviously need to talk about the supply issue. So I was following Jen Hogan from the Irish Times on Instagram the other night, and she posted footage. It looked to me like she was outside Smith's in Carrick Mines, and the queue was snaking the whole way around that huge shopping outlet. There are reports of shortages and sellouts and all the rest. Where are we at in terms of stock and supply?
I've seen similar kind of issues, and I've seen those videos, and I think all of the Smith stores nationally were open at midnight on Wednesday night slash Thursday morning, which is good to see, and it's a good kind of atmosphere. And I think they did a launch event in their Swords store. But yeah, the queues were there, demand was there. But again, if you keep an eye on the likes of Smith's own social networks, Currys' own social networks, Currys Ireland, they kind of seem to email you, or they'll, if you sign up to their newsletters, or they'll put out tweets or Instagram posts saying we've got new stock available. I know that there was stock available on the nights as well, if you were lucky enough to kind of be in at the start of the queue. So I think it's not as horrendously difficult as, say, the PS5s and the Xbox Series X's when they came out in 2020, given the kind of the chip shortages from COVID and the likes. So you could be lucky, but you just have to be a bit more switched on with the social networks. Even Reddit, if you jump onto a Reddit page for gaming in Ireland, a lot of people are saying, oh, I've got an email from so and so saying they have stock. So you just have to be a bit more kind of on it. But I think you shouldn't be as, oh, it shouldn't be as difficult this time around, hopefully, for listeners.
And just remind us in terms of pricing, so console only versus the bundles.
Yeah, so as I said, it's 469.99, or basically 470 euro just for the console with no games. And then if you're getting the Mario Kart World bundle, that brings it up to 509.99 or 510 euro. But as I said, I'd highly recommend the bundle if you're picking up Mario Kart World anyway, because you're going to save quite a bit of money. One point I will actually just note, it's a bit of a technical nerdy one, but obviously with the box, you get all the bits and bobs you need for what is a portable device and a home console device. But when you are connecting the dock that you pop the console into, and then you get a HDMI cable in the box as well. Don't just assume that the cable that was powering your original Switch is good enough to work for the new Switch. The one that comes in the box is actually an Ultra HD specific cable, meaning you'll get all the kind of the fancy 4K, you'll get the HDR, you'll get the 120 frames per second. I do recommend listeners swap out the old HDMI for the one you get in the box to make sure you're going to get the best picture quality if you are plugging it into a 4K display.
That is a good tip. And I assume obviously it'll work with any HDMI, but you just won't get the full shebang.
That's correct. Yeah. So just to be safe, more than likely, some people will be using the right HDMI as is, but just to be sure, in case you have any teething issues, use the one that comes in the box.
Okay, so in summary then, with your happy little head on you, are so far with the small amount of time you've had with it, are you happy that you've spent the guts of 500 quid on this?
Purely for the lack of FOMO, yes. You know, you That's, I have to be honest, because my Twitter, I've specific lists on X or on Twitter that I use to see all the gaming news that I keep up to speed with, and just everyone that I'm following is talking about it. It's a huge buzz. It's 5 years since we've had a new console, or nearly 5 years since the PS5 and the Xbox Series X came out, and it's been 8 years since the last Switch. So it's always a good time, and it's a kind of a funny time of year in the middle of summer for a new console to come out. So people are getting excited, and it's not the Christmas rush anymore. So you can kind of have a bit of time to ease into it and to kind to fight your corner on behalf of Henry's or Harry's requests, that you know, I think I would potentially recommend just holding out a couple of months, maybe wait for those titles, wait for the Donkey Kongs, wait for the Metroid Primes, and I think there's a new Pokemon title that's going to be specifically Switch 2 enhanced that everyone's going to go crazy for come Christmas. If you are lucky enough to be able to get them, you know, to get a pre-order in, that's when the kind of the exclusives are going to be there and the more impressive titles. But if you need it now, I recommend it also.
Look at you sitting on the fence so beautifully.
I
Before
know, I know.
before I let you go, I saw on the effect.net the other day you had a post up about the Nothing Phone 3A. I have reviewed the Nothing. I've reviewed a few of the devices, right? But I haven't actually gotten my hands on this phone as of yet. Just run me through the key spec. What's the point of difference with this one?
Yeah, so this is a really nice kind of standout from the crowd kind of device. It's an Android device. It's a mid-ranger, almost entry to mid-range device. And it's got these fancy or kind of unique looking glyphs or LED strips along the back of the device that kind of light up in different ways, almost like hieroglyphics. It sounds a bit weird, but if you look at the effect.net, we have a full review on there. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's a white device with white LEDs. This thing is a kind of a 6.7-inch AMOLED display on the front, 120 hertz. You've got your Snapdragon 7S Gen 3, so semi mid-range kind of processor, definitely able to get you there. 8 gigs of RAM starting and 128 gigs of storage. You're kind of par for the course with this kind of price range, and you've got a 50 megapixel main camera, a 2x zoom optical zoom for the, a telephoto camera at 50 megapixel, and then you've got an 8 megapixel ultra wide. So you've got triple camera options here on the back, a 5,000 milliamp hour battery, so a nice solid size, running Android 15, and yeah, that's just coming in at €349. So that's really aggressive pricing. And as I said, this thing really does stand out from the crowd. Everyone I've shown it to, they've been impressed by its unique look. It's got some quirky kind of features. It's got a little button on the side. It's a standalone button called the Essential Space, where you kind of you jump in to kind of you press it to take a screenshot, or you press it to record a voice note or whatever it may be. And it creates like a little, what would you call it? Like a photo album or a little kind of locker for you to hold all your thoughts and your ideas and your screenshots. It's something different. It's something new we haven't seen on other devices. And, you know, if it's anything to go by, Nothing are planning their next flagship, just basically called the Nothing Phone 3. That's coming out on the 1st of July. And that really could be a big disruptor for Android with the way they've been developing these Nothing phones up to this point. A lot of interest, a lot of excitement, just to see what kind of quirkiness, what kind of different angles they take with this new device. And yeah, I'll be tuning in to see what they show off on July 1st.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Well, look, we might chat to you about that when it is unveiled. I know you also had your hands on an Honor phone, so you can head to theeffect.net for all of the news and reviews, and I'm sure you'll be posting a bit more about the Switch 2 as you get more used to it. If you have any questions, gaming or phones, you can email techtalk@newstalk.com and John will answer them in the coming weeks. But for the moment, John Riley, thanks so much.
Cheers, Jess.
Now, when we come back here on News Talk, we are going to delve into the world of Elon Musk versus Donald Trump. What is happening and what implications will this all have on Elon Musk's various businesses? Stay tuned.